The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
You can't make this up. You can't make this up. Now, almost all of you know that, what was it, the beginning of last week? About 50 or 51 Texas Democrats got on two private jets. Have you ever checked into the cost of chartering a private jet? Well, anyway, they got on a private jet to flee Texas to go to Washington, D.C. The reason they didn't want to vote on election reform legislation. But wait a minute. Isn't that what they're elected to do? Yeah. But you see, the Republicans are in the majority in the Texas government. Yeah, that happens. Some states have a majority of Democrats. Right now, we have a majority of Democrats in the House of Representatives and in the Senate, and we've got a Democrat in the White House, so they yield power far greater than their political opponents. That's kind of the way it works here in America, you know? Or at least that's the way it's supposed to work. So if the people of Texas elected more Republicans than Democrats, that means that the people of Texas agree more with the Republican legislators than the Democrats. And if the Democrats want to change that, they should do exactly what the Republicans should do on the national level in the next election. You convince people that your agenda, your party, your platform is better. That's the way it's supposed to work. But if you're a liberal Democrat in Texas, you just hide. You flee, you escape, you run away. Now, the whole reason was, if they all left, there weren't enough left for a quorum. So if you understand a little bit about Robert's Rules of Order, you know, you got to have a quorum in order to vote. And so they escaped. Now, they said they were really serious about this. But the picture on the private jet has gone viral. Instead of being solemn-faced, we're going to Washington, D.C. because we believe in our convictions. We're not happy about this. This is not something that we wanted to do. No, but we had to do this. So we are sacrificing. Yeah, take a look at the picture. They got grins as big as a Cheshire cat. They got a case of beer sitting in one of the empty seats. And they're all smiling and waving and making gestures, and they're having a good time. And not one of them have a mask on. Not one. I didn't think you were supposed to fly without a mask. Especially, this is what the Democrats have been saying. You can't fly without a mask. You'll kill people. People will die. You have to have a mask. Yeah, the whole plane. Not one mask. Seated, you know, scrunched into little planes side by side. No masks. And they fly off to Washington, D.C. Well, over the weekend, right after meeting with the Vice President of the United States, three of them test positive for COVID. The maskless Democrats test positive for COVID, and obviously they put the Vice President of the United States in danger. And by the way, over the weekend, she made a trip to Walter Reed Hospital. We haven't heard anything about that. I am not implying that she's got COVID. I don't know. I'm not suggesting it. But it's just interesting that after three of the Democrats that met with her tested positive for COVID, that she takes a trip to the hospital. But anyway, this morning we find out two more have tested positive. That's five. That would be 10% of those on the two planes. 10%. And this is so far. This is so far. Like, and by the way, folks, I'm going to make it absolutely clear. I hope and pray that none of them are serious. I hope and pray that they all get over it very quickly. I am not wishing ill will on them at all, but you genuinely, truly, you can't make this stuff up. Those evil Republicans want us all to die because they won't wear masks. Yeah. So we'll see. So far, five have tested positive. 10% have tested positive. Oh, by the way, their big objection for the Texas legislation that they ran away from Texas so they wouldn't have to vote on it. One of the main things that they oppose is picture ID. Yeah, they all had to provide a picture ID before they could get on the plane. Oh, they also had to show a picture ID before they could meet with Vice President Harris. Yeah. Mm-hmm. In fact, almost anything they do in Washington, D.C., they're going to have to provide photo ID. There is enough hypocrisy there to float the Titanic. Now, I'm just going to read this story to you, and I'm not going to make a lot of comment on it because I honestly don't know enough about this to make a lot of comment. One thing I tried to drill into my kids' heads when they were young: if you don't know what you're talking about, don't talk about it. They say that all the time. If you don't know what you're talking about, don't talk about it. But something I have repeated over and over since this whole COVID thing has transpired, and I believe it's true, 4 or 5 years from now, when this whole COVID thing is basically in the rearview mirror, all right, I believe we're going to discover most of what we were told and led to believe was not true. I really do. I believe that we will discover most of what the experts have said wasn't true. Now, to the story, here is a headline out of Great Britain. Headline: 60% of people being admitted to UK hospitals had two COVID jabs, shots. Here's a story from Reuters, and I checked it out with several other news sources as well to make sure that this is true. Britain's chief scientific advisor, Patrick Vallance, said today that 60% of people being admitted to the hospital with COVID-19 had two doses of a vaccine. Quote, "In terms of the number of people in hospitals who have been double vaccinated, we know it's around 60% of the people being admitted to the hospital." Now, again, I don't know enough about this story to go into real detail, but haven't we been told? You get that vaccine and it's like 97% effective, 96, 90, 98, 99? Haven't we been told that? Right now, there is a surge in Great Britain. And may I again quote, 60% of the people being admitted to British hospitals have had two vaccinations. And I'll leave it there. And you could draw your own conclusion. I think we're going to discover that much, if not most, of what the experts have been telling us now for well over a year and a half, we're going to find out a whole lot of it just wasn't true.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Well, since we were talking about COVID vaccines and so forth, came across some interesting stuff today. And when I was preparing for the program this afternoon, we have heard ceaselessly who is resisting the COVID-19 vaccine. And of course, we all know, bunch of Southern redneck Donald Trump supporters, they're the ones that won't get vaccinated and we're all going to die because those conservative right-wing Trump supporters won't get the vaccine. You've heard that, right? I mean, of course you've heard that. If you watch any of the news, you will hear that over and over and over again. It's Trump supporters. They're filled with conspiracy theories and so forth. Well, I came across some data from the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control. This is a government agency. And the headline is, latest data on COVID-19 vaccinations by race and ethnicity. And it's a lengthy report. It's, 20, 25 pages, something like that. And it deals with race, ethnicity, and states, the percentage of people in individual states that are getting vaccinated. So you would assume that the people resisting the vaccination most are white people in southern states. Not true. Now, I'm not making this up. This is from the CDC. Let me skip over to page 3. It's got all of the introductory stuff about the basis for the study and so forth, and then distribution of vaccinations by race and ethnicity. And I quote, as observed in prior weeks, Black and Hispanic people have received smaller shares of vaccinations compared to their share of cases and compared to their shares of the total population in most states. Now, I'm not saying this to be critical. I'm just reporting the facts. And the facts are that the Black community is the most resistant community in America to the COVID-19 vaccinations. And what's really bizarre, the more liberal the state, the fewer Black vaccinations. Let me read you some of the statistics. Well, here's a headline. White people received a higher share of vaccinations compared to their share of cases in most states reporting data. All right. Here it is. Percentages of vaccinations among blacks across the country. California. Uber liberal California. Only 4% of black people in California have received vaccinations. Connecticut, another uber liberal state, 7%. Hawaii, oh my goodness, can you say liberal? Left wing? 1%. And by the way, this is the percent of the black population, not the population in the state as a whole. Another liberal state, Maine, 1%. Massachusetts, 6%. Michigan, 10%. Minnesota, 5%. Now, what about those crazy, wacky southern states? Mississippi, 37% of the black population of Mississippi have received vaccinations. Mississippi. Yeah. Conservative, Mississippi. Again, we have been told that it's those southern redneck followers of Trump who won't get the vaccination. Mississippi, 37% of the blacks in Mississippi. More than California, Colorado, Connecticut, Hawaii, or any other liberal state. New Jersey, far left, 8%. New York, 12%. Oregon, whew, talk about liberal, 2%. Rhode Island, 5%. Oh, here's another southern state where you would think that there would be very few, 22%. Tennessee, fairly conservative state, 12%. Vermont, home of Bernie Sanders, 1% of the black folks in Vermont have been vaccinated. Washington state, 3%. Wisconsin, 4%. And it's interesting that some of the highest percentage of people being vaccinated are in southern states. Yeah, it's not what the news media has presented at all. Now, I think that's sad because I do believe that in most cases, the vaccines do save lives. I'm not part of the conspiracy, folks. And but it's the opposite of what the mainstream media has presented to us. The population that is the most resistant is not crazy right-wing Trump supporters. It's the black and Hispanic community. And as far as the vaccinations are concerned, the federal government has, in many ways, kind of ignored them. Facts are tough to deal with by the liberal left. All right, quick break. We'll be back.